Giants and Cowboys on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Time for this week's edition of Extra Point with Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, driven by the Hess toy truck. It's been a heck of a week, a busy week. Why did the Giants decide to make the changes with Jerry Reese and Ben McAdoo in season and now?
Well, I think what happened, Howard and Bob, is that, you know, ownership realized a few weeks ago, we have to make moves. So they wanted to wait till the end of the season, which is what they usually do. But they know full well there are three of the last four games were at home. They did not want this team with Ben McAdoo. Jerry Reese is really a side issue because he's not on the field. Mm-hmm. They did not want this team with Ben McAdoo going to MetLife Stadium and seeing protests. It would have been ugly. So if you're going to do it January 1st, do it now. It was the right timing.
The world of the internet is so big right now, and so many people are outraged, and the swell is out there of, like, what's going on, what went wrong, and the whole thing with Eli being asked to step down, to step aside. It just it didn't set well. Every network, every tweet, every Instagram, everything was all focused on that. Guys were like, oh, my God, what's going on? And it's a bad moment. So as an owner, you have to take that into consideration. It's a new age to be an owner in. And I think, you know, John did a great job.
All right, so this is an interesting question for you because I think I know your answer, but is going back to Eli the right move?
Well, you know my answer. Yes, it's the right move, but you know what? The genie is out of the bottle, and now they're trying to put it back in the bottle.
The Geno or the genie?
The Geno was out of the bottle for 1 week, and I understand why Geno was upset in this. He's a pawn in this whole thing. Mm-hmm. He did nothing wrong. He kept quiet. He was the backup. He played. He did as Geno would do. They lost the game, and now he's back. I can see why he would be upset by that.
I think if you're the guy who's coming in and you're trying to figure out how to win, the best chance to win is with Eli. I don't think there's anything else. There's no, you know, ditching the season or trying to get rid of games. You're trying to win games, and you have a lot of home games left. You're trying to give your home crowd a chance or something to cheer about. That's Eli.
Steve Spagnuolo gets the last four games of the regular season. He was a head coach of the Rams for 3 years, did not have a lot of success there. Does he have any shot moving forward to keep this job?
I asked him that directly the other day, and he said, you know what? I'm going to leave it in God's hands. I'm not thinking about that. I'm sure he's thinking right now, his head is spinning, and how do I put a team together to beat the Cowboys this week? Look, Steve Spagnuolo is 57. He has been a head coach. He's been a very good defensive coordinator. I'm sure the head coach of the New York Giants would be a dream job for him. I think it's a long shot, but heck, it's a four-week audition, right?
Four-week audition, you got the last quarter of the season. This is what you got to think about. If you're Steve Spagnuolo, you got to figure out how to put the best defense together you possibly can with everybody banged up and hurt. If you can find a way to get that defense together, the offense might just do just enough to clunk along to win you a game.
And lead. Look, the defense is his thing. He'll give a little bit to Dave Merritt, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But he has to come out with a new approach now and say, look, we got four games. It's a four-game season. Give a little freshness to this, if he can.
Listen, Spags is a great guy. I like his leadership qualities. That's one thing I don't have to worry about.
So they got the perfect opponent coming in.
Yeah.
You could not have asked for a better opponent coming in. First of all, the Cowboys are struggling offensively a little bit. But more importantly, it's the Cowboys and a chance to make sure that they can't win the division. It kind of sets up nicely for the Giants. It's not like an unknown opponent coming in. Can we get the guys rallied? They see that logo. I'm sure they're going to give their best effort.
If you are going to get up for any team, it will be the Cowboys. Yes. Now, unfortunately, there will be a lot of Cowboy fans in the building, I'm sure. Mm-hmm, but the Giants fans in the building hate the Cowboys. Every year I could go to Justin Tuck at his locker, and he would say, yeah, okay, you can use it. I said, you still hate the Cowboys, right? And Justin would say, yes, I hate the Cowboys. He had a history with the Cowboys. You
see,
hate the Cowboys,
when you,
right,
when you drive, yes, I do. But when you drive into your stadium, when you drive into your home field, and you look out and you see that star all over, plastered everywhere, if that doesn't, you know, make you angry or get you a little fired up, I don't know what's going to do it.
Paul, great stuff, as always.
Thanks, Bob.